In this video, I introduce the basic steps for understanding how your script was turned into a job that executed in the cloud, and where to find the information needed for basic debugging of U-SQL scripts using Visual Studio. Before getting started, make sure you have an Azure Data Lake account, the current version of Visual Studio, and the ADL plugin for Visual Studio. If you don't already have these, use the links on the screen to get the necessary components. Note that if you don't have Visual Studio, you can always use the free Community Edition. Azure Data Lake lets you run your scripts in a cloud environment where you don't have to worry about selecting hardware configurations, setting up clusters, or managing disk space. You simply create the big data queries as scripts and submit them to Azure. ADL figures out how to turn the query into distributed code that can be run in parallel across many nodes, also called vertices. The execution in the cloud environment is referred to as a job. ADL collects a lot of information about job execution that you can use to understand and debug your queries. Let's try it out. As seen in previous videos, you edit USQL scripts on your local machine using the editor of your choice. You then submit these scripts from Visual Studio or via PowerShell to the Azure Data Lake service for execution in the cloud as a job. Here you can see the powerful capabilities of Visual Studio's project management system and the use of IntelliSense to help write correct USQL code. Submitting from within Visual Studio, you are immediately shown the job view, where you can track your job status and progress. You will only see partial information until job is completed and all the debug information is available. As a job goes through the stages of compiling your script in the cluster, queuing, running, and finalizing outputs, this view refreshes automatically. The job view is made up of a summary panel on the left and several details tabs on the right. The summary panel shows you the overall time taken by different parts of the job's lifecycle, as well as the volume of data that was processed. This is often useful for a quick sanity check to see if your script performed as expected. In the details tab area on the right, you see the job graph that shows the execution stages of your script. These stages are groups of data manipulation operations that the USQL compiler and optimizer have generated from your original script. These stages do not necessarily map to individual statements from your script, but are closely related to the selects, joins, aggregations, and UDFs in your code. These are similar to the map and reduce steps in other big data jobs. Hovering over each stage shows more detail about the data processed in that stage, while double-clicking it shows the logical operations within that stage. We'll come back to job graphs again in a moment. A common case when you're first developing a script is that you have syntax errors or other compile time failures. If you submit your script with such errors, it will be accepted by Azure, but will quickly terminate with an error indication when the script is compiled in the cloud. In this case, the job view summary will show a visible failure icon and provide an error tab, which you can open. Most error messages will show a summary, a location in your script for the error, and a suggested resolution. Of course, compile time errors can be reduced through the use of IntelliSense and by doing a local build. Using Visual Studio's Project Build feature will kick off a local syntax check without submitting anything to the cloud. This lets you get to a compilable script in tight loops. Now, let's look at the job graph again. You can look at jobs you submitted in the past by finding them in the Job Explorer. Use Server Explorer to navigate through all your Azure resources, including your ADL services. Under the Data Lake node, you see all the accounts that you have access to. Expand each account to see the associated metadata and job lists. Double-clicking on the job list loads the Job Explorer that shows you all current and past jobs submitted to this account. Note that historical job run information will be purged after a number of days, but data written to storage will remain intact until you delete it. You can find your job in the list by browsing or searching. Click on a job in the list to open it in Job View. You'll notice this job has a more complex execution graph. To better understand the progress of the job over its lifetime, you can load the detailed job profile information from the cloud. Once this is done, you can replay the job over a shortened timescale. This view can help you quickly identify common patterns that can occur during job execution. Patterns like slow execution paths, low parallelization, and uneven data distributions. The default view of the job graph shows the success or failure in executing each vertex in each stage. Green for success, red for failure. You can change this by selecting other types of job information to show. For example, the amount of data read by each stage. In this case, the statistical distribution amount of data read by all stages is taken into account, and a heat map color scheme is generated. Cool blue colors indicate low values compared to the average, and warm red colors indicate higher than average data read. Again, this view lets you quickly identify possible hotspots, this time in terms of data being consumed by the job. Let's look at another job and see how playback can help you figure out where to invest time to optimize your code. I can see that this job has two sets of input files called storage usage events and storage availability. I can see there are extract stages at the top of the graph for each of these file sets. Having already loaded the profile for this job, I play it back to see what happened. This job processed about 95 gigabytes of data, aggregating about 360 kilobytes of output. I immediately notice that the extract stages are taking the longest time, particularly the one on the left. In fact, extracting data from these takes around 90% of the overall execution time. Although I do not have the original project for this job in Visual Studio right now, I can get the script for this job from the cluster by following the link in the job summary. Take a look at the extract statements. I noticed that the files that were processed more slowly used a custom written extractor that was developed in C#, whereas the other files are parsed using USQL's built-in extractor for TSVs, or table-separated value files. This custom extractor's performance seems to be the critical path for the whole job. I now know where to focus if I want to speed up this job.